is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. This is Full Time. My name's Matt Jones and we're doing our Sporting Heroes segment. Delighted to be joined by former Tranmere striker Alex Hay. Alex, welcome to the show. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Well, striker is a big word, which I think is used too much. I'd say striker, stroke winger, stroke anything would have been all right. But yeah, after stopping playing for Tranmere, I went to Rushden and Diamonds, played there for a season when they were in League 2 and they were absolutely football club. And then since then, I've been doing a lot of scouting. I was chief scout at Chester when they went through the leagues up until they got into the Conference Premier. And then I got the head scout job at Tranmere, which was short-lived. Probably about 7 months, I think, until Mickey Adams took over. I left there and then I've been a filed for the last 2 years, which has gone really well. And obviously we're in a highest division we've been in. Being and playing against teams like Tranmere and things like that is a massive deal for us. And for me personally, it's good to come up against some bigger clubs. So yeah, I've got a varied sort of last few years, but it's been interesting in terms of looking at football in a totally different way.
You had a spell as a coach as well beforehand, didn't you?
See, I missed that one out. Yeah, I went to, it was playing manager at Camelades. Obviously, that was a couple of leagues down from where Tranmere are now, but that was a great experience there for a year. And I managed to get we'll talk about it in a bit, but one of my sort of Tranmere heroes as assistant manager for me doing it there. So, it's been varied, but good experiences throughout.
Yeah, so this is Sporting Heroes where we're going to look at former players or current players or even anyone has a sporting hero, and we'll get onto that in the second section in a bit. But for you, growing up as a Tranmere fan, what an experience it must have been to play for the club at the level they were at then.
Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago that I was actually playing. When I think back now, I think I made my debut on September the 11th, 2001, the day of the attacks. That was my home debut. I come on the game before away at Brentford and we'd lost 4-1. But yeah, I made my debut that night in the Worthington Cup and we beat Preston, who were then a top championship team. We beat them 4-1. Mickey scored, Mickey Mellon, who's the current manager, scored, and Stuart Barlow scored, Jason Kumas, so Clint Hill played. So there was some massive names playing that game, and just to be around the place. But before then, even when I first started, they were a top championship team, and it was Johnny Morrissey, John Aldridge was still, I think he just packed in just then, but he was training with the first team as manager. Just some of the names that are around the place, John McGreal, Clint, as I said, Liam O'Brien was still there. Some of these names are like worldwide renowned and proper footballers as I look at them. So to be around these players was such a massive deal for me.
How big an honour was it to pull on the white shirt and score your first goal? Although, if I recall correctly, it wasn't in the best of results for Tranmere.
It was a horrendous result. Up until half time, everything was going perfect. But just to pull on the shirt, I mean, I'd have been happy with one appearance just to say I've played for the first team. When I was younger, I had a lot of offers from big Liverpool, Everton made me offers, pro deals and whatever, but it was always my aim to play for Tranmere, and to do that was such a huge situation for me. Probably worked against me at times as I was too pumped up to actually play naturally and play relaxed football, because I wanted to do well for myself and the fans and my family who were watching. So it meant everything to me. And talking about the game itself away at Mansfield, it was, we'd lost on the Tuesday night away at Southampton, who were still a Premiership club then, and we'd lost 6-1, which was sort of, they played the full side, so it was understandable. We went into the Mansfield game and they were really struggling. They were at the bottom of the league. We had a strong squad, and I put us 1-0 up. It was in front of the Tranmere fans as well. I remember it really well. A great strike from 2 yards out, but it hit the back of the net. And then I remember celebrating in front of the Tranmere fans, and I was pumped up, and the keepers pulled off 2 great saves off me at the end of the half. We went in and I was just sort of, I didn't hear a word what was being said because I was so pumped up. Went out in the second half and we conceded 6 goals and we lost 6-1. So from what went on to, for me having my dream day, went to an absolute nightmare. And I remember sitting at home on my own waiting for the goal in Sky Sports to come on, eating a KFC. And that was my celebration because I knew we were going to get battered on the Monday going in for what had happened in the second half. But as I say, amazing memories, and it's something now that doesn't feel quite believable that I did play at that such a high level compared to where Tranmere are at now.
I can tell you, like me, have an encyclopedic knowledge of Tranmere and your career, certainly, and could probably remember every game. But let's just go back to that home debut you were talking about there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a strange atmosphere that must have been on September the 11th.
Well, it was. I remember waking up on the morning of the game, and I wasn't expecting to play. Dave Watson was manager then. I knew he brought me on the Saturday. I'd done okay. I'd livened things up a bit, but for 15 minutes, I didn't think I'd shown enough. So I got a phone call off, I think it was Jason Kumas that morning, said, have you turned the news on? I'm like, no, why would I be watching the news? I'm watching Jenny McKyle or something. And he said, just turn it on. So I turned it on, and then all of a sudden, this happened. So the whole day, I didn't even think about the game. It was just about concentrating on what had gone on there. Arrived at the ground, very eerie atmosphere. And Dave Watson pulled me and said, you're playing. So I didn't have a chance to really get nervous or think about things, but I remember the stadium being very eerie, and the whole atmosphere was something major had happened. And even after the game, going home, that's all you could really think about was what went on. So it was a strange day, especially getting the newspapers the next day, because I had the whole newspaper full of what happened, the report on the game in the back, which obviously it was a massive proud moment for me to be part of. But every year it comes on with the anniversary, I've got my own memories and special memories as well for that day.
You still have that paper at home?
I've still got everything I was ever in. I've got huge boxes at home, which I'll hopefully be able to show people when I'm older.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. This is Sporting Heroes at Matt Jones, joined by Alex Sayer. We'll continue in part two when Alex does reveal who his sporting hero is.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. This is Full Time with me, Matt Jones, and we're on to part two of our sporting heroes with Alex Hay, former Tranmere Rovers striker and massive Tranmere fan as a kid growing up, but now working for Fylde. Alex, can I assume that your sporting hero is a former Tranmere player?
Well, I'd say yes and no. I've got a more iconic sporting hero as well, but I'm not going to say it because it sounds awful against the Tranmere legends, as I call them. But yeah, Tranmere, they were all my heroes when growing up, going to watch my first ever games at Tranmere. The first one that comes to mind would probably be Ian Muir, because he was at a stage when I start remembering going to games where he was scoring a lot of goals. But more so, I'd say Johnny Morrissey always took me eye for some reason, and he was always the player looked for first on the team sheet. And he was a great player. More recently than him, I wouldn't say recently, would be Kenny Hines, obviously. And I was lucky enough to become very close to Kenny as he worked as assistant for me at Camelades. John Aldridge, obviously, because of all the goals he scored, he was a high. But later on, and that was Lee Jones when he came on loan. I used to watch him and think, wow, what a player he is. And luckily enough, once I'd left school, I got to play with Lee Jones. I got to play with Johnny Morrissey for that first season, because I was pushed straight into the first team. I trained with John Aldridge, playing behind closed doors with him. So I got to play with a lot of my heroes. And even now, when I sort of go back to playing charity games, I'm in awe at some of the players I'm actually having to play with. I think we finished our last one last summer, and I ended up playing right back, and the defence was me at right back, Steve Vickers, Dave Higgins in the centre, and Mark Hughes playing left back. And I was just stood there thinking, wow, this is absolutely amazing. So it's still a massive deal for me. I think it's important that you get to have heroes growing up, because it makes you want to like get inspired to reach those levels. And hopefully they add a bit of information for me to finally get into the first team for Tranmere.
Go on then, nail down one. Who was your true sporting hero growing up?
The iconic one would be Alan Shearer. I think when I'd started the last few years in school, and after that, he was the one. He was coming into his prime then. And for me, he was just outstanding every part of his game. He was strong. He put his head in. Every type of goal you could score, he'd score, whether it be a stunning goal from outside the area, scrappy goal. He'd do everything. He was captain of England. He just had everything as a player that I wish I'd had as a striker.
What did you take from his game that you tried to put into yours then?
Not a lot. People probably, if anyone's listening, they'll probably get nothing. I don't know. When I was younger, it was the use of his body more than anything. I watched him closely. We played Newcastle a couple of times in the FA Cup, and I managed to watch him closely. And just the use of his body. It surprised me, because I thought he was built a lot bigger than he actually was. But this might sound a bit strange, but I saw him without his shirt on, and he looked quite slight than what I expected, but his forearms, the size of his thighs, and he could just hold people off just with his body, the way he positioned his body. And obviously his finishing was unbelievable. But one story, I remember John Aldridge, we played them in the cup, and I was on duty that day, so I was in the first team dressing room in case they needed jobs doing. And he was talking about Newcastle's team going through, and he said the two strikers, he said Ferguson, Shearer, he said the less I say about them, the better. I'm saying nothing about them. And that was all he could say. And Shearer didn't score that game, but just to see him close up was unbelievable. And the level of respect he had off people like Alan Shearer, John Aldridge, just showed what sort of a player he was.
Was that the 3-2 at Prenton Park, the FA Cup game?
It was, see, that's your encyclopedia coming up, it was. And I managed to touch his right boot when he was stood. He was stood signing autographs and I dropped the ball right next to it and I put my hand on his right boot trying to get a bit of magic, but obviously it didn't work. So,
did you ever get a chance to come up against him then other than that?
No, I didn't. That was the only time, and they've always been nice to actually shake his hand at the end of a game and actually speak to one of your heroes, especially when you've had a battle against them sort of thing. But luckily enough, I did get to see him in person playing and get very close to him, so it was a massive deal for me.
What is it like then when you meet these people or come up against them and you are seeing them on that arena where you hope to become a hero one day?
I think it's just recognising that they're normal people. I mean, I've come up to and I've had conversations with, like, as I say, some of the Tranmere heroes, and you forget that they're normal people. And it's, to me, I'm a Tranmere fan getting to play with Tranmere legends when I could play for the former players team. So I get to do that, and they're like massive heroes. So sometimes I'm stood back a bit like, oh, what do I say to him? What do I say to him? But they couldn't be friendlier. They couldn't be happier. You're part of them because you've played for Tranmere at some point. So it makes you feel good about yourself that you've sort of being spoken to in the same sort of conversations as these people. And I just get excited because I'm on a WhatsApp group of former Tranmere players, and some of them will spark up with a message and I'm like, yes, they've just messaged me. You probably don't even know who I am, but it's, to me, it means everything to me. So
I've played in a couple of those charity games with you, and they're still it is a wonderful experience because you see that those players still retain that class and ability that they had 10, 15, 20 years ago. I remember particularly Kenny Irons scoring an incredible goal at Camel Laird from about 40 yards a few years ago, but also that competitive edge is still there as well. Was it Andy Parkinson's wrist, I think, he broke in one game?
See, it all boils down to Kenny every time. But no, it makes you realise how good these players were, and playing alongside them or playing on the same pitch as them, even if they're 50 years old, you can still see it. Like, Steve Vick has come back for one in the summer, and that's the first time I've sort of played with him. And he was just so calm. Everything about his play was so calm, and he was playing against lads who were 50 times faster than him, but they still couldn't get near him. And I was stood on a pitch with him thinking, you still play exactly the same. And it makes you realise how these players were as good as they were and played at the top, top level. So it's a great feeling for me just to be a part and play with some of these players. So,
Alex, absolute pleasure. Alan Shearer, your sporting hero, then what would be the one thing that you would like to have seen him do maybe in your career?
I think just to win. So I think Euro 96, I think that was the highlight for everyone. And it's a massive memory for people now, and to see how poor England are looking at the moment compared to those hefty days. I think England deserved to win that competition, and if he'd have won that, I think it'd have topped everything off for myself and for himself personally.
Former Tranmere striker Alex Hay, absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Radio City Talk. You've been listening to Sporting Heroes on Full Time with me, Matt Jones.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.